tour many times with different bands over the years. How would you say the tour's evolved?
Well, it definitely runs smoother now than I think it ever has. Musically, it's changed as well. It used to be a lot more like melodic bands, and now it's really, all the heavy stuff. And I don't know if that's like a continuing trend, a trend that will continue, or if it's something that is just big this year. Yeah. But I welcome whatever. I mean, there's, honestly, it helps us to stand out on the tour as like
sure.
people who like more melodic stuff stop and watch us because there's not as much of it here. So it helps us.
Yeah, I mean, this is his 16th year, and this is my 10th, so we're wow. veterans ourselves. So.
Yeah.
But
second Warped Tour, the first one was like 10 dates around the country?
Yeah.
And then the second one, they're like, wow, this worked, let's do more. And then
yeah.
I came to the one in Philly, and since then I've been going there. Because I remember back then when people would just build stages out of like milk crates, throw a board over it, and then that stage.
That's awesome.
And I remember seeing Descendants like do that. I remember seeing H2O, Sick of All. It was amazing.
I know, dude. Yeah, that's my era for sure. Man. It has changed.
Oh yeah.
I mean, my first one playing was 2003, and they had it mostly figured out by then. But it's seems to be still going strong.
So yeah.
Good for them.
I've heard that there have been a few songs flowing around on your live sets. Are you guys writing a lot on the road, or do you have any particular like productive sessions before heading out to Warped Tour?
We got together for a few weeks before Warped Tour so that we would be ready. And I had been doing a lot of writing. I was home for 2 or 3 months before this.
Gotcha.
So I have about 8 songs ready to go, and so we've kind of played those together, and we were starting to play them on tour, and we only play them now and then, but because it's still in the infant stage, but that's our plan when we get home, is to do some demoing and then ultimately record.
Gotcha.
Either an EP, maybe put it out on vinyl.
Nice.
We're looking to self-release though, so because we were unhappy with releasing our first one with a major, it was really the wrong move. So
gotcha.
We're just DIY from now on.
Yeah, that actually leads us to the next question. So obviously, things weren't too ideal on the first record label. So
right.
So you definitely think the benefits of being on your own label outweigh the drawbacks of being on a major label?
Yeah, especially with all my years of experience, I could have. I mean, I felt like these people were pretty much novices, at least in the rock world.
Okay.
I mean, it was Motown, so I guess they're, do a lot of rap and things. We had a definite plan of what we wanted, and they just had the opposite idea, and it didn't work out. So they
basically, oh, sorry.
I had a plan that was based around independent stores. And they told me that they thought way bigger than that. And then that they were going to go for like Best Buy and Walmart. And then, so they ignored the independent stores. Then when the record came out, it wasn't in the Best Buy or the Walmart or the independent stores. So I said, hey, well, what happened to the Best Buy and Walmart plan? And they said, well, you're not big enough yet to be in those. I said, so who has my record then? And basically no one did. So.
Yeah, I remember looking everywhere for it. I was like, I can't find anywhere. Like, existed?
Yeah.
Where?
I know, and that was like, we sold more through our website than they sold in stores, So it was very frustrating. I mean, you would think that's the label's main purpose is to sell your record, and they weren't doing it. So.
They definitely always have their own agenda, so
yeah,
it seems like it.
No, I could have sold more out of my trunk than they did. So.
Yeah, it definitely seems like DIY is the way to go these days.
Yeah, that's the only way I'm going from now on. So.
What is the status of the Color Fred?
Well, it's always been my solo project, and a lot of people think of it as a band, but the first record was actually me playing everything.
Oh, really?
I did have my friend play drums because it was just easier, but if I do another record, I actually want to play drums on it next time, and because I like to arrange loud music. That's like what I do. Like when you hear any of the bands I've been in, I like to make interesting counterpoint between the bass guitar and the guitars and the drum rhythm. You know?
Yeah.
It's what I do best, I think. And so I would do that again. But you know, obviously right now I'm really focused on Terrible Things. And honestly, this is my dream band, playing with Josh Eppard and our new bass player, Brian Weaver. He's been in for a year now, but he's an amazing player, and I've wanted to play with him for years. So I'm focused on this. If we take any kind of break, though, I'm a workaholic. I'll write another Color Fred record right away.
Awesome.
We just have like two more questions. So it seems like a lot of bands are focusing more on putting out short EPs instead of like full length albums these days. We were just wondering if that's an option for Terrible Things.
Yeah, that's actually one I'm looking forward to giving. We're gonna give our fans whatever they want. I mean, if what they want is another full length concept record, you know. And you know, I have to spend 6 months writing it and 4 months recording it with Josh and Brian, then that's what we'll do. But at the moment, it seems like, you know, with one of the main troubles we had with the major label was we were never allowed to give away tracks to our fans. So we want to go in and do a bunch of songs and either give them away for a donation or just give them away, and you know, for download, and then possibly press vinyl. And so that's where we're at. I mean, I see doing like a 7-song release with that comes out on vinyl and internet.
Very nice. And then just one other question. What have you been listening to recently, and what would you recommend?
Well, on tour, I've been really enjoying a few bands that I'm learning about, like the Wonder Years and and then the other end of the spectrum, Lucero, and I also listen to some weird old stuff or new stuff, you know, like I like all the old classic rock and like everything from like Zeppelin to Peter Gabriel. I like Imogen Heap lately. I've been listening to her, just kind of crazy weird stuff.
It's good to have a range of music, though. I mean, that's where you draw from anyway, so
yeah, to me it's anyone who's a great songwriter. It's not about like a style. That's what I like.
Very nice. I guess that's pretty much it. Cool.